I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Allie get revenge on her man, Drew, say aye.
Aye.
Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. A little excited, for sure.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that you're excited, but we're here so that we can get revenge. Is this boyfriend, fiance, girlfriend, husband?
What's going on? Husband.
Husband?
Yes.
What did he do?
Oh my goodness. So I started a new job and I had been waiting to introduce him to everyone and my holiday party came up. So I figured it was the perfect way to introduce him to all of my coworkers. And so
did he get drunk and start flashing people?
Oh God, I wish it was.
Oh, you wish he did that? Okay, so what did he do?
So it was at my coworker's house and his stomach started hurting. I asked him why, and he said he hadn't eaten anything all day, but he had a ton of alcohol with me and he had gone out with his friends before him.
Mm-hmm.
So we start looking for a bathroom. I'm kind of hoping that there's another bathroom on another floor, so there's more than one. But nope, of course, there's just one toilet.
Mm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I take him. He's starting to look a little green, like he's going to barf. And I let him do his thing. And he comes out a few minutes later, and he just has this look of guilt on his face, essentially. And I walk in, and he had clogged the toilet.
Oh, no.
And not just that, it stunk. So not only is there poopy water coming out of the toilet, but there's actual, like,
okay.
Scent. That wasn't it, either. I would have been okay with that being it, but I stay in there trying to clean up the mess. This woman's a white Christmas-themed rug, and it was so...
Wait, so you're cleaning up the mess? Is it just because he's too drunk?
Basically, he couldn't even remember his name at this point, I would say.
Oh, girl.
His name is Drew, by the way, just in case he forgets again.
Yeah, Drew.
Okay.
Stupid.
I tell Drew to go get some water from the kitchen while I clean up the mess. And while he's out there, because I've been gone for so long, people start asking him, hey, where's Allie? And he dares to respond, oh, she clogged the toilet. She wasn't feeling
Wait, oh my gosh, he blamed you for what he did?
Mm-hmm. So while I'm in there cleaning his mess, I finally get the bathroom back together. It doesn't smell as much anymore. And
girl.
I come out and everyone is staring at me. And he runs over and comes, everybody, she's okay. She's a little smelly, but she's okay.
Oh, what? My God.
What is it with men?
First of all, you're a man, so I don't know what the hell is wrong
with
you asking that question.
What is it with men being so afraid to look embarrassed that it gets to the point that he has to embarrass his wife in front of your coworkers?
Yeah, and all week long, I was just tormented at work. They were all asking if I was feeling okay. I even heard they nicknamed me Mudbutt.
No!
Mudbutt.
Oh, girl.
What the?
Oh, no.
Oh, man. So what are we doing? Divorcing him or what are we doing?
No, we're not going to divorce him.
Yet. Okay.
I figured we would just embarrass him by having him do the baby talk. We have a 4-year-old baby girl. So he does this baby talk and he likes to sing the baby shark song to him.
Oh, my God. We did that a couple weeks ago. That shark doo-doo-doo-doo song.
Oh, my God. Again.
Yes. Yes.
So if we can get him doing it live.
Yes.
God.
Oh, let's do it. How's the song go again?
Baby shark. Baby
shark.
Yeah, the baby shark song.
Wow, the irony in the shark doo doo.
Yeah. I thought of it.
Okay, so we're going to give you at least 120 seconds here. We're going to call your husband up next, give you 120 seconds to get him to sing the shark doo-doo song. And we're going to eavesdrop as well as the valley. Mm-hmm. He has no idea he'll be live in the radio. Let's embarrass him back since, man, that is embarrassing at
that
your coworker's house.
Like, of all people?
All right, we need his number. We'll call him up in about 6-7 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, we got this cupcake call up next with your morning mess.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun, sugar plum, pumpy, yummy, umpkin. You're my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call, do you? Oh, do you?
Say So we're back with a cupcake call. We talked to Allie moments ago. Quite the embarrassing holiday party at her coworker's house where her husband wasn't feeling too well. They found the bathroom. There was only one bathroom, one toilet in her coworker's house. And let's just say it was overflowing by the time he left it.
Oh, my God.
She, being the great wifey she is, Allie went to save the day, clean up the bathroom and the clogged toilet. And Allie, he blamed you.
Yep.
He said, you're the reason that the cup runneth over.
I did it all.
My gosh.
And now we hear you're the joke of the office.
Yes.
And they have a nickname for you.
Mudbutt.
Mudbutt.
So rude. That sounds like a Pokemon. That is so mean.
We gotta get him back.
I agree.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Yes. We're gonna call your husband. He has no idea he'll be live on the radio. And you told us you have a 4-year-old daughter.
Yes.
And her favorite song is?
The Baby Shark Tutor.
The Baby Shark song. We're very familiar.
Yeah.
Let's get your husband to sing that Baby Shark doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Shark doo-doo. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
He has no idea he's going to sing that over the air. Let's embarrass him back, okay?
Okay.
When we think he's had enough, we'll jump in. So here we go.
Hello?
Hi, babe.
Oh, hey. How's work?
You know, not bad. Besides, you know, still being super embarrassed about what you did to me at the holiday party. Just had a guy walk by and call me Mudbutt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Are you, though? What? I almost feel like I want to call you every time I get called Mudbutt so you realize how bad it is.
I do feel bad.
Do you, though? How bad do you feel?
I feel, what can I do? What can I do for you?
Can you sing me the song that you sing to Sienna that she begs you to sing to her every night?
Baby Shark?
Yes, and I also would like the remix in it as well after you get through the first verse.
What? Remix versions?
I hear the remix you sing to her when you put in our names and her names, so... I want the full version.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Baby shark do 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 baby shark do 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 baby shark do 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 baby shark. Ali shark do 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 Ali shark do 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 do.
To Sienna.
Okay. Okay, baby Sienna, baby shark do 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 Sienna shark do do do.
Baby shark doo 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 doo, baby shark doo 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 doo, baby shark doo 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 doo, baby shark.
What's going on?
Yes.
Hello?
Got him. Yes.
Drew.
Yes.
So Drew, we gotta let you know you're live on the radio right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why you're on the radio right now, Drew?
I am not exactly sure.
Allie, do you want to explain to him why he's on the radio right now?
You're not sure? You have no idea why you could possibly be embarrassing yourself on the radio this way? Are you sure?
You're having me sing it on the radio, Allie?
Yeah. And this isn't any payback compared to what you did to me.
Yeah, with that shark dude that you left in the toilet.
Oh, my God.
You're the Mr. Mudbutt, not me.
Hey, Ali Shark, do 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 do, Ali Shark, do 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 do, Ali Shark.
Okay, all right, okay.
Did you say Ali Shark or Ali Shart? Just want to make sure. Mr. Mudbutt, do you want to clarify?
Oh, God.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.